Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
You're welcome back to the programme. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin insists 80% of adults will be offered or receive their first COVID-19 vaccines by the end of June, reaffirming that commitment in the Dáil today despite ongoing doubts over vaccine supply, as Paul Cunningham was telling us earlier on. But as the rollout continues, those aged between 65 to 69 are next to get the jab. And some of them were surprised to be called ahead of schedule in counties Tipperary, Limerick and Clare, as John Cook has been finding out. John Cook is with me now. What's going on, John?
Well, Cormac, HSE vaccination centres were due to open in Nenagh in Tipperary and Ennis in County Clare next week. But that opening was brought forward by around 5 days. I'm told they had supplies of AstraZeneca and were well prepared, with one centre already up and running in Limerick for those vulnerable or in the at-risk health groups for some weeks now. So over 130,000 people in the 65 to 69 age categories had registered on the HSE's online portal up to yesterday. It was some of those people then that got the call or text for their vaccine today. People like Thomas Sheedy from Newmarket on Fergus, who was welcomed to the West County Hotel Vaccination Centre in Ennis today by vaccination staff member Alison Buckley.
Yeah, I just got a text message to say that my appointment was here at 11:15. Yeah.
And what do you hope for after the vaccine?
Back to normal a bit anyway, if at all possible, you know. An old pint here now and then, you know.
Is that what you're missing most, getting out to the pub?
Not necessarily, no.
But maybe the company, meeting friends?
Or? Yes, of course, yes. Yeah. It would make a difference, you know.
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Good, good. I have a couple of questions here, if you wouldn't mind. Are you experiencing any signs or symptoms of COVID today?
No.
Have you currently waiting any test results for COVID?
No.
Have you been asked to restrict your movements in the last 14 days?
No.
And have you been in close contact with anyone who's tested positive that you know?
No.
Any travel in the last 14 days?
No.
You're all good to go. If you'd like to follow through there, they'll ask you through your name and your appointment time.
That's no problem at all,
Thank you, Alison. Is it an enjoyable job to feel part of the vaccination process? You're meeting a lot of happy people, I think, today.
Yeah, everybody's in a really good form. You know, today is the first day that we're open, so everybody's really enthusiastic, and it's just a good sign for things ahead, I think.
Joe Reedy from Inistima.
Waiting in line here, how does it feel?
It's good to be finally in the queue to get it.
What happened? You logged on last week?
Yeah, just logged on on Sunday last week and got a text out saying to come in this morning.
You're getting the AstraZeneca vaccine today. You've heard lots about that, I'm sure.
Yes, but I suppose, you know, if you look at the risk with other vaccines, I would have got a lot of vaccines over the years because, as you know, I was doing that amount of time the risk associated with some of them are much greater than this, so I have no issue with it.
You weren't worried at all?
No, I'm not worried at all, no.
I'm Enk Laufenberg, and I'm living in Ireland most of the year, and I'm Dutch, and I can tell you that Ireland is doing much better with the COVID regulation than Holland.
Really?
Yeah. I think at the moment we have over 7,000 cases a day.
And do you know how your friends or family back home in Holland are doing in terms of the vaccination programme?
They were really slower in here, in Holland. It's now around the same age that's getting it.
So you don't think we're doing too bad here?
No, not at all.
Eugene Flanagan from Doolin, County Clare. Great to get it done, sure, you know. And hopefully the country will open up, you know, as quick as possible. Like, if we get this vaccine, you know, hopefully it'll keep us alive for a few years more, like. And do a few more festivals and that stuff, like yours and stuff like that. And up the west of Ireland.
I'm with Eugene from Doolin. Looking forward to music festivals returning as he queued for his vaccine today. Come here to me, John. How many people were vaccinated in the Midwest today as you were there?
Well, today, the early start at Nenagh and in Ennis was described as a gradual or phased basis to be scaled up in line with the availability of vaccines. So it was just 125 people called to the West County Hotel in Ennis today, for instance, with just three of their 22 vaccination booths inside being used. They could, at full capacity, vaccinate up to 2,000 a day, but it all depends on supply. 200 are scheduled for tomorrow. 125 was the number at the Abbey Court Hotel in Nenagh also, while a further 850 people were vaccinated at the Radisson Hotel on the Limerick-Clare border. Now, those numbers are due to increase also in Limerick to 1,300 for Sunday. Patricia O'Gorman is clinical lead for vaccinations in the Midwest, and I asked her, in light of the lower than expected AstraZeneca deliveries planned for the coming days, how these centres were able to open ahead of schedule.
It's happening earlier than scheduled because we got the green light, we got the vaccines, and we have been preparing in the Radisson for this day, so we were ready to go. So the minute we got the green light to open up Ennis and Nina, we were happy to do so today.
We're hearing doubts in the news about supplies of AstraZeneca next week. Is it the case that, well, you have enough for now, obviously, or that it came early?
Well, we have enough for now, and I suppose we have an 8-week schedule as well, so we know we'll have enough to continue and to phase up and scale up as we go along. That will all depend on the supply of the vaccine as well, but we do plan that we will be vaccinating up to 2,000 a day, you know, in the next month or two.
Have you enough vaccinators? Because I know you're still trying to recruit people to do the job.
We have enough vaccinators to get us through the next couple of weeks, but recruitment is ongoing. UL have been a huge source of support for us. We have our paramedic students and student nurses doing their placements here. We also have expressions of interest from our community colleagues, CHO3, the UL Hospital Group and University Limerick. So we have done an awful lot of work around recruitment. Already I've got 3 or 4 expressions of interest in this morning. So people are hearing people will want to come once they know we're open.
Are you satisfied with the level of take up on the online registration system? Do you think people in the 65 to 69 category are coming forward for their vaccinations, especially in light of what they've been hearing about AstraZeneca?
Absolutely. They are delighted that this day has come. We've met people here this morning and they have been cheering. So they're absolutely delighted. I mean, when we speak to them, they say that they've made a choice, that they've weighed up the risk. That age group of 65 to 69 are at greater risk of COVID. They get an awful lot sicker if they get COVID. So I suppose weighing up the risk of taking the vaccine, they've made their decision and they were delighted to come here this morning.
There you have Patricia O'Gorman, Clinical Lead for Vaccinations in the HSE Midwest area. And they were still delighted after getting the vaccines, John.
Very much so, Cormac. Maybe it was just the idea of getting out to a hotel today or getting out at all to see friends. But there was a great atmosphere and people were very relieved. People like June Green from Clare Castle, who told me about the vaccine she'd just received.
AstraZeneca, no problem at all. I didn't even notice she gave it to me, which was fantastic.
Didn't even feel a pinch?
No.
And had you worried about all the headlines about AstraZeneca?
I hadn't really, no. Mm-hmm. No, you'd have to be very unlucky, wouldn't you? You know, no. You think of the stats, they're tiny.
What's top of your list for when you're safe from COVID?
Holidays. Foreign holidays, sunshine. Oh, first stop, Spain. Please God.
John Keating, 6 Mile Bridge. Needles are my phobia.
And was it scary for you, so?
On the way in, it was. I didn't actually see any needle.
Okay, good. And did you feel a needle?
Very briefly, altogether. I'm looking forward to the next dose now.
And beyond that, what are you looking forward to?
Having a pint in the local.
Just got the vaccine, yeah, and there were fantastic inside. No problem. We'll be back in 12 weeks' time.
What were you nervous about?
All these clots. That's about the only thing, yeah.
Because you heard about AstraZeneca, which is the one you're getting today.
I think it hits a person every so often in their mind as a risk. And then you realise there's a risk in everything and you just get on with it.
After those 12 weeks, what have you got planned?
We've a week away booked late June, so hopefully we'll get there.
Where will you go?
Connemara.
Oh, lovely.
To start off with, yeah.
So you got the jab.
Yeah.
Which one?
I didn't even ask.
The AstraZeneca.
And how do you feel about getting that?
Look, fine. Getting COVID is a bigger fear, I think, than taking the vaccine.
And after the year you've had, you wanted to know you're clear of COVID or safe?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's been very tough. At night, and you can't, I have 2 kids in Dublin, I can't see them 2 pies, and I haven't seen the grandchildren. So we're afraid to come down and count the votes.
Have you been lonely?
Yeah, yeah. It gets fits of crying, like, you get depressed. There's no doubt.
It's very hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And do you feel differently today, or does this offer you some hope?
I feel on top of the world today.
Great.
I feel as if all my worries are gone now today.
The West County, would you have come here much over the years?
Yes. When I was young.
Dancing. Yeah.
Oh my God. Weddings and functions mostly.
No drink.
Here I met my husband.
You met your husband here?
Yes, 43 years ago. It was the show dance. It was the show dancing in it. That's where I met him.
What was the song when you saw him across the room?
I don't know. I'd be telling you a lie. I had a few drinks taken. No, I had a few drinks taken.
So you didn't see him with clear eyes?
No, I did not. But we're still together, anyway.
God. Any drinking inside today?
Oh, by jeez, if there was, I'd be having one. I said to him the other night when I got the call, I said, well, I'll tell you this one thing, I'm going to have a bottle of Heineken. I haven't had a drink since COVID.
Really?
I'm going to have a bottle of Heineken tonight.
You're going celebrating. Well, I hope you get to come here and celebrate again before too long or
please
for a
God.
Different occasion after the vaccines.
Please God, okay. Yeah.
By God, that is the love doctor, John Cook, meeting some of the over 65s celebrating their first vaccines in County Clare today, and congrats to them all.